Hi, I'm Mike Benkovich, and you're listening to Bytes by MSDN. I'm here today at TechEd with Tim Huckabee. Tim, how are you doing today?
Good.
So you're going to be doing some sessions, I understand. What's going on with that?
Here at TechEd, yeah, I'm doing an intro session. I've been begging to do an intro session for years.
Right.
And these folks finally let me do it. I'm doing an intro to Silverlight session.
So
either no one's going to show up, or we're going to have a huge crowd, and I think we'll have a huge crowd for it.
Now, you're going to be showing the XML editor and the real easy way to use IntelliSense and all
you
that?
You mean in Visual Studio. Right. Yeah, I'll be doing that, of course, and then, of course, showing Blend at the same time,
right,
because that's kind of the key to getting proficient in Silverlight, unlike everywhere else on the .NET stack where we're so dependent on Visual Studio, and that's our tool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, you have to use Blend.
What?
In this XAML-based world.
So the Blend is, there's a new release out that came out, Blend 4. Or is it
just about to come out? So I'm using a release candidate, I think.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty stable as far as I'm concerned.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I really love the intro session because, you know, there's only so much you can teach in an hour,
mm-hmm,
right? But I give away all these awesome resources that really gets people up and running, like this. I'm going to unleash this new reference app that
mm-hmm
we built at Internology that is like the perfect learning tool for Silverlight. So yeah, it's pretty exciting.
So the
we'll see. I could screw the whole thing up.
Yeah.
Who knows?
But you're going to have some fun with it. And one of the interesting things about the Silverlight is that if you're doing it just regular Silverlight, you're a phone developer. You're doing some stuff with Windows Phone.
It's funny how we keep saying that. Or over the last 4 months, we keep saying, well, hey, if you're doing Silverlight, you're automatically a phone developer. That's the Windows Phone 7, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in generic terms, it's pretty true. As long as you target the resolution that the phone
mm-hmm
has, which is 800 by 480 in the first genre of 10 or so devices that are going to I'm probably not supposed to say that, but in the phones that are coming out, that's the resolution. So yeah, and we're now building real phone apps
mm-hmm
for some pretty large companies. And you literally, short of like talking to the device itself,
mm-hmm,
short of the GPS
mm-hmm
and what else is in there that would be phone specific, you know, the actual calling, what a
mm-hmm
phone is used for, short of device-specific stuff,
mm-hmm,
you know, it runs in the browser.
Right.
And the exact same code base runs on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
The Microsoft folks, those geniuses, are promising, like, what do they say, like 95% parity in the Silverlight version on the phone
mm-hmm
to our normal runtime that, you know, runs on the Safari and the Mac and the PC and such. That's pretty darn powerful. Pretty exciting. Now they just have to ship it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Get it out the door. And
yeah, because they have phones here, I'm told.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, they're golden right now. It's hard to get your hands on these prototypes,
mm-hmm,
as you well know.
Right.
So I'm, you know, we're excited. Yeah, that we've never had that type of power for developing apps and in a mobile device.
Uh-huh.
There's a bold promise there.
Now, the size format on the phone, being smaller, the limited screen and whatever, do you find that real estate, you have to come up with different ways of using it?
Well, sure. I mean, design is so much a part of our lives these days
mm-hmm
in building applications.
We hope, right.
Well, it is. And let's be honest, you're just not going to build a CRUD app like I'm demoing in my session today. The phone is not a good place to put a CRUD app,
mm-hmm,
right? I'm sure we'll do it,
mm-hmm,
but, you know, with a SQL Server table that has 100 fields,
mm-hmm,
there's only so much space. But you know, 800 by 480, that's not that small. That's twice what its worthy competitor from Apple has. That's twice the resolution of the iPhone,
mm-hmm,
at least the current iPhones.
I
read in the paper today there's a new iPhone coming out. But so it's not like we're limited,
mm-hmm,
but there is a restriction on real estate. Of course, you know, with all the positioning capabilities of XAML, you know, we things grow automatically
mm-hmm
and size properly, unlike the world we came from,
mm-hmm,
just like, I don't know, in WinForms,
right,
2, 3, 4 years ago. So, you know, the phone people keep telling us, the Microsoft folks keep saying, hey, this is a consumer,
mm-hmm,
consumer, but I don't know about you. I think this is enterprise. I think there's a huge opportunity for enterprise
mm-hmm
apps on the Windows Phone 7,
mm-hmm,
running in Silverlight, running out, you know, out of browser, right. Trusted. It's pretty exciting times, yeah.
So have you been building with the mobile platform for a while? I mean, have you been doing the 6, mobile 5, 6, and all that kind of working up to it?
Yeah, compact framework, and right. Internology has certainly built its share of mobile apps, mm-hmm. Microsoft mm-hmm. mobile apps, mm-hmm. Microsoft platform mobile apps for a while, which is why, you know, having .NET available on the phone in mm-hmm. the form of Silverlight is so mm-hmm. much more exciting and so less painful than what we used to have.
Well, that really opens up the door. I mean, when you look at the advances and things you can do with Silverlight now as opposed to, you know, being able to get the placement and everything else, it's going to be some fun stuff. We're going to look forward to seeing that again. Thank you for joining us. This has been MSDN Bytes by MSDN, and we'll talk to you next time. Tim, thank you for coming on.
My pleasure.